All right, Blake, first question is, looking at your starters, they're not really, they haven't been starters before, but they've got some game experience. How they kind of embrace the role of being the leaders of your position group and knowing that they've got a chance to be starting games?
They've done a phenomenal job. You know, Bo, Nick, and CJ played a lot of football for us last year. I know Nick ended up starting the last couple games and I think led our team in tackles last year for Marshall. So I don't think either any of the three are overwhelmed. I think they've all embraced the leadership role, especially as seniors. It's kind of asked upon them, but I don't think there had been too much asking. You know, I think they've done a really good job.
You've got to develop a lot of depth very quickly in your position group, especially behind those first three. But as a coach, does give you a little bit extra comfort knowing guys like Mims and Grogan and even Russell Ferris have game experience under their belt?
Oh, yeah. And those three, I mean, you know, going back to last spring when we talked about linebacker being one of the biggest concerns as far as depth, you look at our defense right now, and I think it's the strength when you look at depth. I think with those six guys we just mentioned, and Davon Washington's really stepped up, and you got four freshmen that are up in their game. But I feel really good about those top six.
Linebackers registered a couple of freshmen last year. How have they kind of – they're a year into the program, but they're still technically freshmen. How have they kind of matured this camp?
They've done a good job. You know, Q Moore, he's coming along. Brandon Derman, who was obviously here this last spring, they're continuing to mature and continue to – they just need to play the game more. You know, the speed of the game, not playing and just redshirt and being on a scout team, they're still adjusting to the speed of the game a little bit, but they're doing a nice job.
When you look at what you lost from your position group, the three starters had near 38-39% of the team's tackles last year. How do you tell your guys that you don't have to live up to that standard? Just play your game, make your assignment.
Yeah, I mean that's what our defense is predicated on. Do your job, and if the tackles come, they come, and if they don't, they don't. But if we build a brick wall, then the running back or the quarterback or receiver decides who tackles them. So we don't really talk about stats. We talk about the process and doing your job. And be where you're supposed to be, and the plays will happen. You know, with our defense, we're multiple and pressure-oriented, so plays will come. Just do your job.
With guys like Doran Butler on the front and then your three returning starters in the secondary, does that kind of lessen the pressure on the linebackers to develop quickly during the season?
I think with the standard that's set upon this defense, you know, pressure is something you put upon yourself. And we have high expectations, but I wouldn't consider it pressure. I don't think there's any more pressure on them than anywhere else on our defense. I think they all live up to a standard and set the bar high. So I don't think there's any pressure.
Once y'all got through about the first week of camp, entering that Sunday, Monday, it seems like the defense, that's when it really kind of clicked for them. They finally got that confidence and swagger on the field.
Yep.
And you could see it on the field during team drills.
Yep.
How important is that for your defense to
have? Oh, it's big. It's big. And I'm glad. You know, I think it was about practice five. They really started to hit their stride, and we've kind of backed off of them, you know, this week a little bit as far as the guys that have played a lot of football for us. But it's important just to get their confidence and to know that they're as good as they can set out to be.
We know your starters have got that confidence, and we saw it last year, and we've seen it so far in camp. How is the guys right after them, how have they developed
that
confidence?
Well, that's what we're trying to build right now. You know, we talked about it from last spring to fall camp is depth on this team, you know, offense and defense, and we're trying to have those young guys that have played some ball for us, Cedric Coopers, Russell Ferris, the Cannies, you know, whenever the guys that have played for 2, 3, 4 years, when they're off the field, we need them to step up as leaders and understand that they have an important role on this team. That's what we're developing this week.
Last year, a lot of players on defense were rolling in and out, and you got a lot of guys with game experience coming into this year that weren't starters last year. How important is it? How much emphasis are you going to put on that this year?
Oh, it's big time. I don't think you can play defense with 22 guys anymore. You know, it's fast-paced, no huddle. You know, I think you got to have 22 guys, and sometimes you're not fortunate enough to have 22, but if we can get 18, 19, then we can have a really, really good year. But you can't count on just 11 guys anymore.